Hello, I'm Kenneth Copeland. Every believer has a voice, and it's the voice of victory.
My God has made the way for me.
Now turn with me to Matthew 22. Matthew 22, 41. There is a word, a covenant, especially, it is especially tied to the blood relationship. It's one of the most difficult words to bring into the English language, and if you don't know what it is, you don't see it in the first covenant. It is so poorly translated. The English language is like that. Anyway, let's get to Hesed. Matthew 22, 41, are you there? While the Pharisees were gathered together, Jesus asked them, saying, "What think ye of Christ? Whose son is he?" They say unto him, "The son of David." That's huge. Now, what is Hesed? 2 Chronicles chapter 20. It came to pass after this also, the children of Moab and the children of Ammon and so forth came against Jehoshaphat to battle. Now, I won't go through all of this because you know the story and you can take time to read through it. You come over, the Spirit of God came on a young man in that congregation and gave them exact details of this battle. Gave them the location, gave them where they would be and how it would be, and the battle is God's and the victory is yours. Now, verse 20. They rose early in the morning and went forth into the wilderness of Tekoa. And as they went forth, Jehoshaphat stood and said, "Hear me, O Judah, you inhabitants of Jerusalem, believe in the Lord your God, so shall you be established. Believe his prophets and you shall prosper." I skimmed across the surface of that for a long, long time, and I thought God told him to put singers up front. He did not. Look at it carefully. When he had consulted with the people, he appointed singers unto the Lord and that should praise the beauty of his holiness. Now get it. They went before the army to say, "Praise the Lord, for his hesed endures forever." And when they began to sing in praise, the Lord moved. They claimed covenant hesed. Favor. Honor. In covenant. Honor your word. This is the moment. Us little ones need favor from the big one. In whom we have covenant. Amen. I'll give you a good illustration of Hesed. A big mother elephant. And she got a little baby elephant. That's me. Over there behind the mama. And you start getting a little bit too close. and her ears go out like this, that means back off, Jack. Big Mama is on the move. And you better keep your hands off my baby. That's Hesed. Yes, sir. Or David and Jonathan entered into an actual blood covenant. Now, don't you be messing around with this. We already have a blood covenant. Going to be mixing blood with somebody. You get into more hell and you know what to do with it. Saul was killed. Jonathan was killed. David said, "Is there no one left of the house of Jonathan to whom I can show chesed?" That desire to give and to supply and to take care, that driving, that chesed desire. Oh, I have to do this. They said, "There's one little guy, he's crippled, but he's down at Lodabar, the dry place." David said, "Get him." And they brought him in there. And he thought he'd been lied to all of his life about David. He thought David just found one more and was going to kill him. No. Listen to what he said. Listen to what the king said about the little guy. Now, David is a direct type of Jesus. Would you agree with that? Amen. Ha ha. Glory to God. And he said, listen to me. He said, "This young man will sit at my table, eat my food out of my plate, and he'll never hit a lick for the rest of his life. I'm going to take care of him." That's chesed. And when you become so dynamically aware of it, and it's there all the time, and I don't get in my car. I certainly don't fly the airplane without invoking the name. Every flight, not just the first flight of the day, whether I'm flying or whether I'm in the back seat, we put our hands on the side of that airplane. Father, we plead the blood over this airplane. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, for protection against every evil spirit, every evil person, every wicked, evil plan of the devil is bound and stopped and thwarted. These are covenant words. Let's go to the New Testament. My. Oh, dear Lord. We're going to answer some questions here. Look at Matthew 15:22. Now you can see why Jesus did what he did and why the Syrophoenician woman did what she did and said what she said. Matthew chapter 15. Thank you. Verse 22. "Behold, a woman of Canaan came out of the same coast." This is a woman. This is before Jesus goes to the cross. This is before he's raised from the dead. She does not have a covenant with God. She has no covenant. And Jesus has already said, "You go first to the house of Israel." That's to whom I'm sent. Well, yes. God's in covenant with Israel. That's his first pick. And people have read this and said, well, you know, she didn't know anything about God. Well, if you don't know covenant and you don't understand what she said, then you just,
yes, she knew something about God. I want you to notice something.
A woman of Canaan came out of the same coast and cried unto him, saying, have hesed on me, O Lord, thou son of David. Whoa, have hesed on me, Messiah. I just read to you what Jesus said. Who's Christ? Son of David. Have mercy. Have hesed on me. Have hesed on me. Now, he just kept ignoring her. Have hesed on me. And she just... So finally, he cannot. Are you listening to me? He cannot walk away from that. He can't. She cried and called him Messiah. She called him the Anointed One. Well, he said himself, that's who I am. Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me. What does the word Christ, I wish they'd translated that word, to christen, to anoint. Christ. Messiah means the same thing. It's had a very lofty meaning put to, of course it is. He is the Christ. He is the Anointed One. Amen. He is the Anointed One of God, the Messiah, Yeshua HaMashiach. How the Messiah, the Anointed One, the one that's the carrier. Hallelujah. In him and on him. Oh, glory to God. Amen. And she got some action. She was... He answered, and then verse 25, she came and worshiped him, saying, Lord, help me. She called him Lord. She worshiped him. Help me. Help me. But he answered and said, it's not right to take the children's bread and cast it to the dogs. And she said, now she's not the least bit touchy. No, she's dealt with all of that. She knew she didn't belong in there, but she knew who he was. And she called for hesed. No way he could turn away from that. And she said, well, that's true, Lord. Yet us little dogs eat of the crumbs which fall from their master's table. And Jesus answered and said unto her, oh, woman, great is your faith. Be it unto thee even as you will. And her daughter was made whole from that very hour. Why? She called for chesed, and there's no way he could walk away from it. He's bound to it because of the chesed of his Father. God so loved the world that he gave. Jesus demonstrated that. Hallelujah. Bartimaeus used to be blind Bartimaeus. He's just Bartimaeus now. Praise the Lord. 10:46. They came to Jericho, and as he went out of Jericho with his disciples, And a great number of people, blind Bartimaeus, son of Timaeus, sat by the highway side begging. When he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to cry out and say, Jesus, thou son of David, have hesed on me. And many charged him. They said, you just shut up, man. Just be quiet. See, they don't even know what he's saying. Now, this is still in the Old Covenant, even though it's in the New Testament. Because the new one didn't take place until after Jesus was raised from the dead. Because his blood ratified the new one, fulfilled the old one, or the first one. They charged him that he should hold his peace, but he got louder. He cried, Messiah, Messiah, have hesed on me. And Jesus stood still. The magic words were spoken, Messiah, hesed. And Jesus stopped in his track and said, bring the boy to me. He can't ignore that. He cannot ignore it today. He cannot ignore it today. It cannot be ignored when you know what that means, and you know you're a carrier of it, and you know when you're ministering to the sick, glory to God, hallelujah, that the favor. When people say, I'm blessed and highly favored, now you know what you're saying. Now you know what you're saying. No, I'm going to do more than that one. I got to do another one here. Job chapter 10. Here is a man that absolutely would not surrender. It took some time for me to really understand this book. You read things through there that you think, man, why? And God said that he didn't do wrong. And I see things all over the place that he did wrong. But wait a minute, there was only one sin involved. Satan only said to God, this is the only thing the devil said to him. He will curse you to your face. And he refused to do it. He absolutely refused to do it. No, he said, I'll die for it, do that. No way I'm going to do that. And I kept thinking, yeah, but the devil came in and killed all of his children. Now, wait a minute. He said, well, the Bible said he kept making the same sacrifice continually. Now, Job's a man of faith, but not here. He was making sacrifice in fear instead of making that sacrifice. Now, see, the devil can't do anything to you. He has to get it on your mind. He has to get cursing God on your mind, or he can't ever get you to do it. So he began to be afraid his children were going to curse God. Now, it's working on him mentally. That's the only thing the devil's got. It's the only thing he has. Then or now. So he just kept making the same sacrifice. And now listen to what he said. You have blessed him. You've built this hedge around him. The blessing of the Lord is a mighty wall. A powerful wall. Amen.
Hallelujah. And that blessing is, I wish I had time to get into that, but I don't. All of that is extreme covenant operation. The blessing of the Lord just followed all the way down. The blessing of Adam, the blessing of Noah, the blessing of Joseph, the blessing of Abraham. What was it? Covenant blessing. You keep the words of the covenant and the blessing happens. Yes. Then you come into the new covenant, glory to God. The second covenant, the living covenant, the everlasting covenant. Ha! Glory to God. And the curse of the covenant has been destroyed.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thou hast granted me life and hesed. The book of Job, 10, 12, you see it? You have granted me life and hesed with your visitation. What did he get? His wife committed that sin. Why don't you curse God and die? She's the one that opened the door to the children, not Job.
Wow.
She did it. She did it. She fell for it. Job didn't. He just stayed put. People read that book like it was the rest of his life. It was less than a year. He had a bad year. Hey! It was a whole lot worse than COVID-19. But there's a lot of believers right now need to be aware that they have a covenant with the Almighty God. And our covenant is not a national covenant. Our covenant is a healing covenant. Our covenant is a prospering covenant, glory to God. Our covenant is a protection covenant. And He is our God, and we are His people.
Our nation is in its finest hour. You won't want to miss this powerful opportunity to impact our country and change the course of history at the Faith for Our Nation Victory Campaign, November 12th through the 14th, 2020. Join Kenneth Copeland, Jerry Savelle, and Terry Copeland Pearsons live and in person at Eagle Mountain International Church for the Faith for Our Nation Victory Campaign, November 12th through the 14th, 2020.
Wholeness. It's a biblical word that means you can live in continual health in every area of your life. And God has already made it available to you through Jesus. Get Faith to be Made Whole. 15 messages by Kenneth Copeland on 3 DVDs or MP3. And receive the faith-imparting word of the Lord that can change your life forever. Jesus said, "All things that the Father has are mine. He will take of mine and declare it to you." You can live in the fullness of God's peace, joy instead of anxiety, financial freedom instead of debt, whole relationships instead of brokenness. Learn what it means to resist the devil and persevere in faith to see God's will come to pass in your life. Uncover the connection between forgiveness and receiving your healing. Don't allow the world to tell you who you are. God says you're an overcomer through Christ. Receive the wholeness of God and release His kingdom in your own life, your family, and the world around you.
God has called you to have faith for your healing and wholeness in every area of life. Being whole is just as much about physical strength as it is financial security, peace, protection, and restoration. Request your free teaching series, Faith to be Made Whole, at kcm.org/victory offer. Offer good for 60 days. Outside the U.S., shipping charges may apply. Contact your regional office for more information.
On the broadcast today, Brother Copeland shared, when you have an everlasting covenant with God, the blessing happens and the curse is destroyed. The way you come into covenant with God is by receiving Jesus into your heart and making Him the Lord of your life. I want you to pray with me right now and just repeat these words that I'm saying, and you can step into a new life with Jesus. Say this after me. Heavenly Father, I come before You. I thank You. I receive Jesus as my Lord and my Savior. Come into my heart today and change my life. Take my life and do something special with it. And fill me with Your precious Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. If you prayed that prayer, you have a covenant with God that gives you access to all that God has. I remember when I was first born again, and I can remember it right now as if it were yesterday. I was standing at the top of my parents' stairs in their home. I was 19 years old, and I received Jesus as my Lord. Nobody else was around me. I had been seeing all of my friends around me come to know the Lord, and finally, it was my turn. And when I accepted Jesus as my Lord, I literally felt a wind blow through me. It was the wind of the Holy Spirit. And I just have to tell you, after all of these years, I have trusted Him, looked to Him, and my life has been a literal heaven on earth with what He has done for me, what He's done for my family, and how He has turned my life around. So to help you understand more about what just happened to you, we've got some free materials that we want to give you. It's called our Salvation Package. And first of all, it includes a book called He Did It All For You. This is so wonderful to have this information written out. It's a beginner time for you and beginner information for you, along with two brochures to help you start studying and reading your Bible. Request your free Salvation Package today on kcm.org. Thank you for joining us today. We are so grateful that you've tuned in. Now, tomorrow, Brother Copeland and Professor Greg Stevens will demonstrate how every covenant combines two into one, making them inseparable. This is Pastor George Pearson's reminding you that God loves you, we love you, and Jesus is Lord.
God has a good plan for your life. If you receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior today, Kenneth and Gloria Copeland have a gift for you. Request your free salvation package at kcm.org/newlife. Take the next steps to help you begin your journey understanding who you are in Christ and how to live your new life in victory. As you continue to grow in your faith, believe God for new visions, His manifested power, and great change in your life.